What's up?
You know, you may scare a bear, but water doesn't care.
Okay.
That's all the drownings that have been going on at the Gulf and stuff right now.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah. People are just getting ripped out and out to sea because of riptides and stuff. Because they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And, you know the saying, water is always going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're a fish.
That's true. But, I mean, they also die in water, so eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah. So water always wins.
I didn't know there was a lot of deaths going on.
Yeah, I think it's been like 5 or 6 already.
In Florida or somewhere else?
Just around the Gulf.
Because, you know, Florida be stupid.
Florida be popping.
So, something.
Yeah.
And then you've got the killer whales that are wrecking yachts for fun. I don't know if they're still doing it. They kind of fell out of the news.
Yeah.
But.
That's true. Killer whales are dicks. But. Your puppies are eating grass, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. But no, it's. I'm now done with book four. I'm done with book four now.
Four? What was, four? Okay, here we go again.
It's. They're now on the hunting grounds.
They're now on the hunting grounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
He went in and did a thing that was pretty cool, and is now running, or not really running, but heading back down. The hunters have not been fully released yet, but it's getting close.
Yes, because they're stuck in the town, because yeah, they were doing some shady shit.
Not really shady shit, but they were basically giving the crawlers an opportunity to spread out a little bit before.
I thought there was another reason why they were only stuck in that town.
They were basically stuck in that town once the crawlers arrived, so that they could then, the crawlers could spread out, and then they release all the hunters. But then, you know, a couple crawler groups decided they wanted to poke the hunters before they were released. So
that I think four is a. I really liked 4, especially all the drama that happens in the story.
There was a lot of drama in 4.
No, I meant book 4.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're on book...
5.
Oh, you're on book 5,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I just finished 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you did the epilogue, prologue, bull junk?
Yes. The shadiness that is his second sponsor is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They used half the game to try and figure it out on his friend. type thing. So I'm curious to see what's going on with that group. I feel like they're also revolutionaries trying to overthrow the syndicate. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how he ends the book. Like, does it end with the crawl ending? Or does he get out of the dungeon
I mean, he can sow chaos, but without his
powers.
Dungeon abilities.
Yeah, he can get squashed pretty easy.
Yeah, he's a human, and they've made it pretty clear that humans don't do well in the galaxy on a whole.
Yeah.
they're just kind of like farm stock. Yeah, I'm really, they need to hurry up and get to Odette's show. In this book, because I'm assuming she's gonna do the thing.
What's the thing?
B.
Oh, because they at the end of the book.
That book 4.
They found her and searching for the cat.
They were searching for Ferdinand.
Well, another group of mercenaries were searching for Ferdinand. Didn't realize that she was there.
Did they get? I can't remember, and it wasn't very clear. I know Brad didn't make it, but did they get Ferdinand and B?
No, he
or
ran off.
Or just B.
Yeah, he was.
They just got B.
They just got B.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew about her except for Odette somehow.
Well, yeah. And I figured.
Because the only two.
I figured she was either in the dungeon or out in the real world. I knew she didn't die.
Yeah. I think, like, with that whole situation, the two mercenaries probably would have survived had the cat not been with B to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, they would have just gotten the cat, and Odette would have just gotten B. And then there would have been nothing going on.
Two things happening independent of each other. Ferdinand would have shown up in the crawl somewhere.
Somewhere.
And
so he probably still will, but he's just gone for right now.
For now, yeah.
You know, he's just still another stray cat that now has to find another
human
because the other two are dead.
Another human he hates to take care of him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, though, that the survivors of that camp are like, oh, thank God she's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see how the humans on the surface are surviving.
Yeah, because they're not.
They're not gonna. I mean, there's not unless it...
I guess they're protected for now.
They didn't take trees, right? They couldn't have taken all the trees.
Yeah, I don't know how, because it just said everything was flat, but it's not...
But they didn't take the overpass.
Yeah, so only maybe structures you could walk into?
I guess, yeah.
But what about underground mines? Like, I think, right. Would those have gotten flattened as well?
I don't know.
It was just surface flat.
Right, because I feel like everything that was that they deemed a certain height got sucked into...
Just the ground?
Not really the ground, but into the dungeon.
Yeah.
Because there, a lot of things are getting reused.
So do you think... So here's my question, and I'm either I just wasn't paying attention, or it's not like... So the crawl is on Earth.
Yeah.
And the dungeon apparently is underneath the Earth.
Yeah.
So if people in a mine didn't get squashed, like if everything didn't get crushed,
way into the dungeon?
Could they mine their way into
the dungeon?
Or at least to where you could see the wall?
The opaque wall?
Yeah.
Like, mine through the wall and watch it? I don't know. That'd be interesting. That's a good question. Because they get lower and lower as they go.
Because then that's another reason. Like, I don't... Granted, yes, our planet's interior core is pretty large to begin with. But
yeah, and our crust is pretty large to begin with as well.
But some of these levels,
floors
are pretty huge.
Yeah,
and very wide.
Yeah.
I know it's fantasy, and they do what they do.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want by the I believe button.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, Donut and Carl seem to always have a shit ton of money.
Right.
Everybody seems to have a shit ton of money.
Yeah, they just throw gold out like it's candy.
Yeah.
Especially since he's got his god he has to worship to now, and 10% of his looted monies.
Only if he collects it.
Right. Or only if it basically comes into his inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if... Looted counts from boxes too.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's still pretty good. I'm still enjoying it. Still powering through. So,
mm-hmm.
Not really powering through, plowing through. And then have you watched the last episode of the Hackalite?
No, I did see a screenshot on somebody's video, so I was retroactively right.
Yeah.
For the audience, I texted you saying I changed my mind.
Yep,
it's the dude,
Kymar or Kumar or whatever.
Whatever's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we haven't watched it yet because I actually forgot that there was a new one in, because we've been going back and forth. That there's a boy episode, we watch it, and then the House of Dragons, and then whenever. But we also I have rehearsals, so yeah. we don't get to finish episodes in one go.
I don't think I finished that episode in one go.
Which one?
The
Acolyte or the Dragon one?
Both.
Oh.
Just like a,
So I did see the screen grab of they put him beside it, and I guess he goes crazy in the episode or something.
Not really crazy, but he's,
so
is being himself.
Yeah. So he's at least that guy, but we don't know if that, or I don't know if that guy is the master. He could just been another servant as the master, or for the master. And that's not necessarily the master.
So he didn't say that he's the master, but he did... Because he was straight. Soul asked him, "What are you?" And he goes,
"What are you?"
Yeah, he's like, "What?" Some Jedi would call me Sith, and then, but he, I don't think he is identifying himself as Sith. He's just saying that you would identify me as Sith.
Gotcha. I don't know if Siths would identify themselves as Siths. I guess
I'm pretty sure they do. Dark Lord of the Sith.
Yeah.
If he goes by a Darth, then he's probably Sith. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't go by a Darth, if he doesn't have a Darth title, then I would say he doesn't identify as a Sith. Just a dark force user.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Or as some of them say, they use the force more freely. Less restrictive.
So, yeah, I don't know what all goes on in that episode yet, but I've seen this screen grab, so I went with my assumption that he is.
Excuse me.
I'm tired anyway.
Me too. Stop it, though.
But, yeah, so that's where that is. And then the Dragon House thing.
I'm watching House of Dragon.
But I'm just saying, are you caught up or no?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we're... I don't think we've finished episode 2. I think that's the only one that's... 1 and 2,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because he's gone Joffrey-level crazies.
Yeah.
And just killing everybody.
Wanting to kill everybody and everything.
Yeah. Banned his grandfather from being the Hand.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Made Sir Tristan Cole.
Yeah.
That's going to go great.
Then the twin that tried to sneak in.
Yeah.
I kind of fit. Well, they still didn't answer it. So either his twin has twin superpowers to know when he's there, or the lady got to the place back.
She told him. Yeah. I think it's just inferred that she told him.
Yeah. And as they were fighting, I was like, they're both going
to
die.
They both have to die.
Yeah.
Even if Sir Eric won, you couldn't trust it.
Yeah. Because you'd be like, is he going to try to kill me in my sleep?
Yeah. The fact that he killed himself tells you the one who was following her won. Even though I don't think he did, because the one that had like the leg cut died, right? I think he's the one that quote unquote died.
If you try to follow the framing, but they also did like Hollywood cuts, because during the fight, evil one tried to go and slash at her in the middle of the fight. So you're okay,
That's what I'm saying. Good one got cut
on the leg.
I mean, we're saying good as there's good and evil in here.
Daenerys from her type
from her perspective, the good one.
Yeah.
I think he was the good one. Got cut in the leg, and then when he was winning, his brother like grabbed on it and tried to pull his knee out, basically.
Yeah, and then he stabbed him while he was on the ground, and then he got up. I mean, he could have, that was the easiest way to get rid of him, was because, they were all going to have to die anyway. Yeah. He could have also, said he could, what's the word? Not disband, not abolish, leave the place. What is it called?
Oh, exile?
Exile himself.
Yep.
To be like, I can't be here.
Or... put me in the dungeon.
But, I mean, who would want to live a life in the dungeon? Just be like, I'll just exile myself.
Yeah, just exile.
I'll just leave.
Yeah.
Go live as a farmer.
Go be a sellsword somewhere.
But, also, you could have asked him a question about something that happened yesterday.
Like, real recent.
Yeah. I mean, what did we have for dinner last night?
Yeah, okay. I think in the book, they just both die of their wounds.
Mm-hmm. Which is,
less dramatic.
Yeah,
like he didn't even get close to her in the book. They met in the tower and fought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I figured I didn't know if it was gonna be like. I don't think she knew he. I thought everybody was in on it, but I don't think she was. I think the lady just told the guards as soon as she could.
Yeah.
That there was a intruder in the castle.
Yeah. Because.
Well, she thought it was weird because I'm pretty sure that he had like escorted her to the out of the grounds, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you see him walking out here, and she's like, "Oh shit!"
Fact that they could have actually—it's like the guards at the door could have been like, "Didn't
they
you
did
just walk
they did
in?
Say that?"
Well, they said
we thought you were inside, and he said, "Well, that's
something
poor."
No, he said like poor. There's enemies around or some shit.
Yeah,
weirdly.
Well, first he was questioning, he made them, he was like, well, that's poor observation on your part, and then there are enemies afoot.
Something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it could have, I mean, granted, yes, it's TV, so they're not going to make it like, you just walked inside.
Yeah.
Sorry. You just escorted her off the grounds, and you went back inside.
Yeah.
Like, literally just now.
Just like. 10 minutes ago, maybe 5.
And there's no way you could have gotten to the back of the castle to walk around the castle. To get here.
Get here with your helmet that you didn't have.
Yeah. Yeah. I did find it funny that he did take his helmet off after he saw his brother without a helmet on.
Oh, and that's why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got the two brothers that are... going around with the sea serpent.
Yeah.
Adam and Alan Hull, H-U-L-L. Rumor has it they're going to be like bastards of him and I think fly dragons at some point, if I remember correctly.
Which ones again? Sorry.
The two brothers who were talking about war and on the boats and stuff.
Yeah.
Adam and Alan Hull.
Yeah, because he saved the dude's life.
Yeah, and it's a weird...
I mean, I agree with the dude.
Like we're introducing new side characters.
Yeah.
It's like...
I do agree with the dude going, yeah, no, I don't want to sail with him because people are going to be trying to sink us all the time.
The whole time.
I'd rather just be on a fishing vessel and take my chances.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the other dude that left in season one. Who was he? He was somebody, but, like, he just shaved his head and left on a sea thing. Like, he had the dreads for the sea people. Wasn't it the sea people? Like, he had a dragon. The dragon's still alive, but he, like, they said he died, and then
you're talking about her original husband.
I don't think it was her original husband.
It was her original husband, yeah. I
thought it was her son.
It's the son of the two. But it was, I cannot remember her name. The current, the girl at Dragonstone, it was her original husband.
Oh, was going to be her original husband.
No, they were married and had kids.
Sure.
But none of them were, you know, mixed race or had silver hair. They all had black hair, and that was the whole joke.
Hmm. Maybe, yeah. Because he was, I guess, I don't think they ever said that he was gay, but...
Yeah.
Or no, did they? I think they did.
In the book, yeah. Or in the show, yeah.
In the show, because they showed him on the beach with dude or something.
Yeah.
And then he, like, said, I gotta go.
Yeah.
People want to kill me. Mm-hmm. I won't be here. Something like that.
And he was like, come on, to his lover. He was like, let's go. We're out. And she's like, you're free. Something. And then she was free to marry her uncle.
Something of that sort.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was like last 5 years ago.
Right.
However long.
Like 2022, I think.
When did it come out?
I'm pretty sure late 2021 or early 2022.
Season one.
Of the Dwagon.
2022, so 2 years.
That's still a long time. That sorry.
You're fine. But yeah.
According to my ring, I slept too.
Then we did The Boys.
Yeah, it was a interesting and sad episode.
That was the one where he locked everybody in the bad room, right? Or is there a new one now?
There's a new one since then, but yeah.
So we haven't watched that one.
Yeah, where he locked everybody in the bad room. Yeah, there's been a new one since then.
Okay, we haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's definitely interesting. And we may get to see... We may have seen what is in Butcher...
Oh, okay. Because a lot of speculation of, like, that thing is the hallucinations and kind of like a sentient being inside him going, no, don't do that. Yeah. No, we're not doing that yet.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. I'm going to make everything better now and explode this guy.
Yeah, then that could be.
Something of that sort.
So.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, so we're not caught up on that yet, so we can't really talk on that one.
Yeah, and they're an episode. Slowly, hopefully they do it this season, because I don't know what they're going to do next season if they don't do it this season. So hopefully, slowly, they're working their way towards ending this season with Homelander being in charge of the White House.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Supes take over the country, and you get that panel where all the Supes are, who can fly, are basically hovering over the White House.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because the comics are done, right?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't really read comics.
It's kind of like the Invincible, where the comics for Invincible are done.
Oh, yeah. There is a TV show that I have never seen that I want to see. I just don't know what network it's on because I keep seeing videos and I keep hearing the music for it, but I've never seen anything for it. And it's like, I guess it's called Has-Been Hotel.
Hmm.
Do you know
anything? Oh, it's the animated thing?
It's animated.
I've seen...
But I've heard the music. In fact, some of the music's on my...
I haven't heard the music.
Yeah.
At all.
But I don't know. I don't know where to like find it. Granted, I probably could do a Google search, but I'm too lazy. But I didn't know that was the name of it for a while. But it was something about the devil, or I don't know what all it's about. But it seems interesting. The music's nice. I mean, it's very upbeat and catchy.
Yeah, and I haven't really followed it. But yeah, I do know it's a musical, and that's about it.
That's all I know. Is this going to be long enough? I don't think it's going to be long enough. My battery's dying on my laptop. Weak. There we go. Other than that, we don't have any other TV shows that we're watching.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
She's watching some things.
Anything crazy. I don't have time to watch anything. It's the problem. Other than those shows, and I barely have time to watch those.
Yeah, we
based
don't.
Based on everything I'm fluffing doing.
Yeah, we don't really. Because I have rehearsal Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for a different thing, Wednesday, Thursday. So in reality, Friday and Saturday.
It sounds like my Thursday is about to free up again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my nephew is wanting to do jiu-jitsu on Saturday instead of Thursday because Thursday is conditioning, and he's like, I almost threw up. And so he's like, I don't want to do that again.
Then what's a Saturday then?
I don't know what Saturday is. I've never seen a Saturday practice, so we'll see. I'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, he's done it twice this week?
He will do it twice. So had done it on Tuesday and then Saturday.
Okay.
So
do they get a choice as to when they do
it? Yeah, they have 3 days. Well, they used to have 6 days a week that they could go to, and he picked two. So he was going Monday, Wednesdays. And then they canceled the Monday, Wednesday classes because they have like four people on a good day, even right now. And then just tried to move everybody who was showing up Monday through Saturday to Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday to try and get the classes to be, you know, at least where they
bigger
aren't two or three, which there's still like only four there on Tuesday. So
really?
we'll see what Saturday looks like.
So is it like a drop-in rate for them, or
I don't know how that's paid.
Because you would think that they would just wait to see how many people were going to register for the class, and if there wasn't enough, then they wouldn't have
well,
a class.
And I think how they normally do it is just you just come to the classes you want to, and you have X number of classes a week. I think you can attend.
That's odd.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big studio.
Yeah, but you would think like with if it's like any other like dance classes or anything like that, you have your classes, like it's quote unquote the semester is like, okay, this class is 6 weeks total.
Yeah.
And then at the end of 6 weeks, you have your whatever, and then you move on to the next higher rank if you're pass, but they don't do that.
No. So they do all of their little kids, and then medium kids, and then 10 to 14, and then 14 to adult, is basically.
So 14 to adult?
Yeah, so in a couple of years, he'll have been in the adult class, and I'm like, that's a late class for me to be supporting. So we'll see.
14, though, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, granted, some of these 14-year-olds are as tall as us right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess.
And as big as us. Well, as big as you. They're as big as me. They're playing football.
But, I was going to say, yeah. And they wouldn't be taking jiu-jitsu.
They would not be taking jiu-jitsu.
But yes, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to. What is? Well, you can give me the name of the place later.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to look up their website.
So, go to Huntsville.
Okay.
Go. Just do it. This is what I do. I just go to a map of Huntsville, and then.
Go to the maps.
Yeah. Go to maps.
Okay. Google Maps. Am I going around where you live?
No.
Okay.
So between airport and Drake.
You're still giving away too much information.
I'm done giving away information now.
Okay.
That's as far as I've gone.
Now I'm going
to
walk over.
Gotcha.
To your side there. On that side of it.
This way? Or you meant this way?
No, you're right. This way.
Okay. Going in this way?
Yep. Between.
You're fine. Exciting content.
Oh, yeah. It's super exciting right here. Did I go too far?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's that road.
Hold on. Let's turn this on.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, it's over in that area.
I thought so. But apparently I went too far. I did. Here we go. Found it. All right. Sorry. I went too far.
Still, it's in that area, huh?
Yep.
Ah, okay.
All right, without saying it.
Yeah.
You are now there.
Go to the website.
Yep.
No, I don't want you to request my shit. Classes.
Schedule is probably better.
I guess, yeah. Schedule.
I'm. Yeah, a bunch.
But see, it still says fundamentals on these days, advanced on these days.
Yeah, but that's adult stuff. You want something with a K by it.
Something with a K by it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Jeez. What is today? Today is the...
Friday, 28th? The 28th.
Oh, it doesn't even have dates. It's just Fridays and Mondays.
This is what it looks like every week.
So you're doing the 9 a.m. class tomorrow?
10.
Okay.
The K, it says live, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
There's one that says Tiny Champs.
No, those are the little
littles. Little littles?
Little littles.
Gotcha. Okay. And so, but see, they still have, okay, so, wait, what is the age range between tiny and little?
Couldn't tell you, I don't know.
Okay.
I've seen groups... The group before his, on the Monday, Wednesdays.
Wait, how old is he?
He falls into the 14, juniors? 14 and under.
So juniors and teens?
Yeah.
And they have classes every day. Well, except for Friday. And then the live training thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
But like I said, I've seen the class before his.
Yeah.
And then I've seen, like, younger kids... running around because their practice was over. And so it's, like I said, it gets
to like little littles. That's so there's like littles, little littles, and then teens, I guess, preteens and teens.
Mm-hmm. Trying like, to, do they not have pricing on their?
No, there's no pricing on there because I was curious.
Yeah, how much they're paying for it?
Yeah.
So they want you to like give them your information, and then they'll give you a price.
Yeah.
Which is a little shady, if you ask me, because they should just have.
They do that with most gyms nowadays too.
Most gyms' pricing is right up front.
Not the fancy ones.
What is a fancy one? What do you consider a fancy one?
Go to CrossFit Huntsville.
That's CrossFit.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
What? It's not Pisa. It's one of the new ones by the old... by the mall we used to go... Or not mall, the movie theater we used to go to all the time by our house in South. There's a Phase 7 or something like that.
Phase 7?
Yeah, try that.
Phase with a Z or?
Yeah.
Seven? Because I know there's.
Or phase three. Sorry. Okay. Come on now. I'm just expecting me to remember shite.
Doesn't matter which one we go to because we just need the pricing.
Well, the one in Huntsville is not. Jones Valley isn't built yet. Shit.
What?
I just said Jones Valley, but that's okay.
That's Jones Valley.
Yeah, Huntsville, Jones Valley. We're reading it off the website.
Coming soon. Huntsville, Jones Valley.
Yeah. Look, there's no.
Join now.
No.
costs associated. Join the Madison one. Let's see if it tells.
Yeah, see? Right there.
God dang it. Shut up.
You just have to click around.
I want it front and center. That's actually not that bad.
24 a month isn't. Well, depending on when that offer ends. Because, like, with a one-time fee of scratched out number, 29. So that's your join fee.
So that, but that's only one. If you do the 30.99
platinum,
you can go to either and get water massaged.
Ooh.
And training.
Tanning.
And oh, tanning.
Who cares about that?
I'm the body composition service. Analysis. That, I mean, that's actually for what is it, $10 more?
Yeah.
$10 more, that's actually pretty good. I wouldn't use half of that, but it's got some decent information in there. But again, they don't open at 4 a.m., so I wouldn't go.
What time do they open?
5 or 6.
I think everybody opens at 5.
It's lame.
Sorry, buddy. You could go to a 24 fitness.
So I actually have, for the winter months, mm-hmm. I've got it turned off right now. But I do have a Planet Fitness membership that's 24 hours.
Yeah.
Then it's like right by... Right outside the house. It's by that Domino's.
Sure. I honestly don't know. There's so many around.
Talk about my house.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't remember where that Domino's is?
No.
Or that vet?
Oh, okay. So there's one around there?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's where the skating rink used to be.
It's still there, isn't it?
No, the skating rink's gone.
Oh.
The gym took its building.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, for the winter months, I have a membership to that one.
Just get some heaters in your gym.
It doesn't do it. It's
insulate it.
Well, it may help now that the garage door is there. I think there's insulation in the walls already.
Really?
Yeah, so it may help now that the garage door is there. Is better.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
I'm trying to... there it is. Yeah, 5 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. 5 on Friday.
It's not... It's
8 and
10. Not early enough.
It is for most people.
It's not early enough.
You don't even have to be at work until 8 or 9.
Yeah, but I got things that's happening in the afternoon that I have to be at.
So, once again, you don't have to be at work till 8.
Yeah, but then I got to put in 8 to 9 hours a day at least.
5 o'clock to 6. And then from 6:30, you're in the office by 7.
Yeah, but then I can't leave work until 4:30.
And get there at 6:30. I don't know.
yeah. I put in a lot. So I've got my activity score. I maxed it out to 100 a couple days in a row now. Or not a couple days in a row, but a couple times.
Activity score? What do you mean?
Yeah, for the ring.
I don't even know what that means.
It means I've been super active.
Mine, well, I don't know where, I don't think I have an activity score. Trends? Sleep, stress, activity. My score is 77.
77? Like activity or?
I don't know. Total activity score,
yeah.
79 is average. I mean, I've been biking, trying to bike every day. Which is what I'll probably do after we get done here.
So, yeah, so currently 99 right now for today, but 97 yesterday, 98 the day before, 99, 97, 100 on Saturday, 100 on Friday.
Interesting.
99 on Thursday, bottoms. You know it's really bad when the bottom of the scale is 93 for the week. So, yeah, so I've been... That huge dip is 93.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't really have... Mine's bar graphs. Mine's not really... I've got one graph, and that's that one, because today I haven't done shit.
Yeah.
So the bottom of my bar... Wait. What is... I guess it's the average, which is 79. I guess that line is the average. And then on... June 26th, which is what, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I did 99. I did 100 on the 23rd.
Nice. I think the last time I was below 100% of my activity goal was the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And the 21st, and then...
So have you been losing weight, or no?
Yes, I'm okay. Actually down 10 pounds right now.
Nice.
Yeah, since May.
Granted, I haven't changed my eating habits, but we don't... The way she cooks,
normally eat that bad.
Yeah, the only way we eat bad is if I leave. Yeah, and do
I see a pizza box over there, but...
Yeah, that was last night.
Yeah.
Because I got it. So, yes. But that's like the thin, crusty pizzas and not a lot of... I mean, it was a wood stove oven, so not a lot of grease, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just can't seem to lose weight. Granted, the only exercise I'm doing is biking.
Yeah, you need to pee. Depending on your body type, cardio is not always going to be the best way to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
I just have a pudge. I don't really...
That's diet and, you know, moderate exercise.
Yeah. Sucks getting old.
That's true. It's next week.
It's next week?
I turn 40 next week, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You do. Old man. Tells you how much I pay attention to our ages.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Next month, you turn 40.
Yep.
We're old.
Yep. How time...
The hill has come, and we are now rolling down the bottom of it because we can't walk anymore.
I think we're still climbing it, because the age range for people now is like 90s and 100s.
I'm not making it that far.
I don't know.
If you listen to my parents, I won't make it past 70.
Okay. Are they ragging on you that much?
No, but they're, I don't know, man. Apparently, what they're telling my sister is not always, or my sister's kids, not always the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're worried about him because of the headaches. And it's like, well, you know, when I don't eat or I don't eat right, I'm going to get a headache. Or I don't drink enough water, any little thing. Because I'm right on that edge of activity to caloric intake.
Mm-hmm.
So if I skip something, it's gonna hit me, which is not a great place to live unless you want to lose weight.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. There's
see a doctor.
I have a doctor. She's worthless, and they're like, you need to go to the doctor that we went and saw. I'm like, I don't want them to come to give me bad news.
You crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what they're going to tell me. You have arthritis. Your cholesterol is high. Heart rate is good. Blood pressure is good. Blood sugar is good. But you need to lose weight. I'm like, yeah, no shit. It's like, the weight and the cholesterol are tied together.
Yeah, but you don't eat. Like, you only eat, like, chicken and rice.
Because 2 years ago, they're like, hey, your bad cholesterols are high, so I changed how I eat.
So that's why I'm surprised you haven't lost more weight, because you don't eat.
It's because I cheat, and cheating... I am actually hardcore back on my diet now, so it's gonna start falling off again. I mean, you remember last time I did this? It was like, and then, so
yeah.
And you know, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, I'm supposed to be doing two a days, but it really is only turning into Monday and Wednesdays that I do two a days. That I work out by myself in the morning, and my parents in the afternoon.
Because we can't get through everything I want to get through in the mornings, but or in the afternoon, but I can go heavier in the afternoon and like really push myself on the exercises that we do because I have somebody there in case I hurt myself.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
I get two different things out. I get the grind and hitting all the exercises I want to hit done in the morning, and then I can really push and go heavy in the afternoons.
Yeah.
And then teach my folks something new.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. You know, time will tell. Next month we'll do another one, and I'll be like, I've lost 10 more pounds since that, or I haven't because I'm in shit. But
yeah. See, I think I gained weight when we went on vacation because we didn't normally do our vacations like we normally do because we had to drive more places.
Yeah.
Normally we park and just walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we didn't do that, but we still did what all the stuff we did on vacation besides walking as much and like gained. I didn't gain, but I gained like 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And now I just can't get rid of those 4 or 5 pounds.
No. Nah. Do me a favor. Do put your round. All right. So you can... You can touch. God damn. All right.
I told you, I don't have fat anywhere but here.
Yeah, but that's a good indication of what your body type is. Yeah. There's the 3 body types, and I'm the one that it takes fucking forever to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also...
You can gain mass better, though.
Yes. I can gain muscle better. I can gain muscle better, yes. But it takes a while for the fat to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also eat carbs. In moderation. I can't go crazy. So, get the good carbs.
The good carbs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I changed my rice again. I went back to brown rice.
I think that's healthier for you anyway,
isn't it? It is. I was doing jasmine rice, which isn't bad for you either, but now I'm back onto the brown rice.
Gotcha. I don't know if you can hear, but my stomach's like gurgling already.
Mine is too, because I haven't eaten lunch yet.
See, I ate.
Yeah.
But mine's just like breaking it down, I guess. I don't know. It is what it is.
Turkey is sitting for me in the fridge when I get home. It's gonna be exciting.
Nom nom.
Actually, it is gonna be exciting. It's been pretty good this week. I did a good job on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, I gotta.
It happens.
I want to get into swimming. Swimming's like me the best too. Exercise.
But that's don't have time.
And it's expensive.
It's
the Legacy Center.
I was thinking the Nat, Huntsville Natatorium.
I think Legacy Center's the better one, though, isn't it? I think. Hold on. Or am I thinking wrong? Let me just go. You might be right on where you're.
You're talking about the place by Milton Frank.
No.
Or is there one out here in the Mad?
No, I don't think there's one out here. Okay, so it's not what I'm thinking of. Let's go to maps. You might be thinking of the right one.
Yeah,
but there. Oh no, you are thinking of the right one. But they have a swimming pool that is the Legacy swimming pool because it was the older one. But then they opened the newer one.
Yeah, the Nat. And they've got.
It's like $70.
Is that for a year or for a month?
That I don't
know. You can get a punch ticket that's $30 for 30 dollars for 10 visits. Or is it $90 for 30 visits? I don't know. Something like that.
Aquatic center.
Yeah, and it's a nice place from my understanding. I've only been in there once, and it's not since the remodel.
Great. Their website is just the regular one.
It's garbage, yeah. But they have pricing in there somewhere.
Do they? See, Legacy Pool is closed due to renovations. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So general admission is $4.
Yeah. So yeah.
Family
so
is 140.
30 visit punch ticket for $90. So it's like
$90 a month.
Yeah.
If you win.
If you go every day, but
that's expensive.
It is expensive, but it's also $1 cheaper than just visiting and paying as you go, because it's $4 per visit normally. What's the 3 month? 120.
Well, no, it's 140 for a family.
Yeah.
Says it expires 90 days from date of purchase and valid only for nuclear families of purchasing party up to 5 children. And then a single is $70, can be used by card owner and expires 90 days from the purchase. So technically, yeah, it's
140. 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months for 140 if you're a family, which. Yeah.
And 70 for just you.
Yeah.
For 3 months. So you're paying.
I wonder how much they actually notice families.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, you and Jess would be easy.
Yeah.
And I think if we were living in the same house, it would probably be easy.
I still get mail at your house, don't I?
not as much as Tony, but yeah, I think so.
I see.
Yeah, I don't know.
One, 40. Oh, yeah. So we'd have to get three people in on it for it to be worth it, because if we split 140, that's literally $70. Yeah. So it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. But again, if you're going like three times a week, the 30 would probably be, the punch card would probably be more advantageous, because you can use it until you lose it.
Yeah.
But if you're going more than, if you're going every day, then the...
Well, it expires 1 year after purchase.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you have a year
to
use 30 visits, whereas no matter what happens in 90 days, you lose that pass.
Just depends on how hard you're going.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you would... In reality, you wouldn't want to be swimming every day. Mm-mm. It would be like every other day, or at least...
Twice
a week,
three to four times a week is excessive. Four times is excessive. Three is acceptable.
Because you'd want to do other things in there as well.
Yeah.
You know how long has it been since I've been swimming?
Like just like swimming, or just swimming?
Both.
No. I mean, I know I went to a pool at Disney a year ago, but I haven't been to a pool since.
Yeah. I haven't swam since I took swimming lessons when I was 10.
I think you were still living in the house, and I would swim on, like, Sundays or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality, well, you don't have a gym membership. You just said you had your...
Yeah, I mean, back when I was at the Y... I mean, it was always an option.
But yeah. But apparently they're pretty bad.
God, they're expensive too now. I think they're almost $60 for a single person now.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, I'm out.
A month.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm out. I can't do it. You're $60 and you're not open when I need you to be open. I'm out. Mm-hmm.
Does Phase 3 have a swimming pool?
No. Yes. I think they do. But again, they're not open when I need them to be open. I understand you're not going to have the pool open when I'm there. That's fine. I get that. I understand that. But I just need to open my own gym. I don't have enough stuff, but if I want everything that I want, I just got to open the gym. And I want it to be open.
Yeah, but that means you'd have to find somebody to want to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning to be able to open it at 4 o'clock in the morning. So you would be doing it. You would be running your own gym.
In the morning, and then, yeah. Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
I feel a dodgeball thing going on here.
It's very similar to dodgeball, yeah. But, you know, I'd also have pole vault pits and stuff.
That's a lot of land.
It's not that much land.
For having everything, it's a lot of land.
I mean, you need a pool. It doesn't have to be...
What would be your capacity?
I mean, probably 100 people.
That's a big space.
They all have to be there at the same time.
They may not.
I mean, you can fit all the pole vault stuff in a 200-meter track... Mm-hmm. together in one thing, and then you have the pool there, and then the gym could just be like, oh yeah, and we also have weights and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where was it? Just like get three bull vault pits, so uh-huh. Pool, and be like, let's go.
I think they only have one pricing though at Phase 3. Sorry. Like, it's for individual, and they don't have, either 24 or 34.
Per person, they don't do family breaks. And to be fair, I don't think the Y's family break was really a family break unless you had, like, four people.
You'd have to have, like, a shit ton of kids.
Yeah.
For it to literally be
worth
it, because they count kids as one unit. Mm. So the adults are still adults.
Yeah.
But your kids are... If you had
kids to a certain age, and then
22, but yes,
is it 22?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's disappointing.
That's disappointing. That it's that old, or
yeah, it is disappointing. It is that old. I thought it would be lower, like 18.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb the way they do their stuff.
Most kids nowadays don't move out of their parents' house
because they can't afford it.
Yep.
I mean, fuck the hotels. I mean, that's kind of almost what they are now. The apartments around here
are ridiculous.
One bedroom is like 12.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't pay that much for my house, losers.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, sure. Ah. But anyway, now that we've had our old man.
This has literally been the old man podcast.
It really has.
Yeah, I talked about, you know, you could scare a bear, but you'll die in water. And I mean, I started it out great.
Talked about getting old. Man, talked about.
Are we going to do it next week?
Huh?
Are we going to have this next week because of the holiday?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Think about it.
I guess. Let me check schedule.
Yeah, because there's Thursdays, explosions, Fridays.
I mean, we're not doing anything on the 4th. Might be.
Yeah, we're going to be going to Mid-City.
Gotcha. I mean, we're not going to be doing anything because we got pups.
Yeah.
So, we don't want them to be in the house by themselves.
While explosions
are going on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, unless we went somewhere and then the in-laws came and watched them while there was explosions.
Yeah.
But I doubt we'll go anywhere. The 5th is something. What is the 5th?
5th is Friday.
5th is Friday. I think there's a show going on that I want to go see. Improv. And then
the 6th is
when we're going to go canoeing.
Kayaking, apparently. Even though they don't know where.
I'm just waiting for them to tell me information.
Yeah, where we can get kayaks, because I don't have a kayak.
I don't either. I mean, we have the foldable ones, but I don't want to take those.
I wouldn't trust that. Not with the water being as low as it's probably going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's either the Flint or... Because, yeah, I mean, I might mow the grass today, but it hasn't rained.
Right.
So,
yeah.
My
backyard is nice, and I haven't mowed it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, the weeds have grown, but that's like a patch here and there.
Yeah.
Like, the real grass has not.
No.
I also want to trade out that grass, but that's a lot of work. I want
scraping it out and everything.
Yeah, I want comfy grass. If you go out there with your bare feet, it's like fucking needles sticking in your bare feet.
What's comfy grass? What's a brand of comfy grass? A style of comfy grass?
That's what I've got to figure it out. I mean, I'm not going to do it because, A, too much money and too much work on that one.
I mean, you could just rent one of those, like, mini
tillers,
dozers that just, you know, you can set it at a certain level and scrape all the grass off and scrape the top layer off and then,
yeah,
you know.
Because I need to also fix those posts. I need to go get the big barrels from Lowe's, get some concrete, maybe some topsoil to put in some mosquito. I
mean, you just could put them in the ground.
No, then I couldn't move them around if I wanted to. I like to be able to move them.
Okay. You're not good with permanence.
Nope. Because I would like to put a studio back there, but I think that it's going to get rid of too much lawn. Because we have pups.
Yeah.
I like to run.
I eventually, where the pole vault pit currently is that's unusable, would like to put a secondary building. Mm-hmm. It's like basically a garage.
Yeah.
And then just move all my stuff that's in my garage into that building. And then I could use my garage.
You should do that. That's actually easier to do.
Yeah.
Because if you get a prefab and then just make it to where it's insulated and air-conditioned,
yeah,
be easier. You don't have air conditioning in your garage, do you?
I don't. It's fans and hope.
That's what I figured. And then since you've got trees there, you've still got the sun.
I have a tree.
But I mean, talking about the spillway, at least blocks it from the morning or the evening. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which side you're on. Probably morning sun.
It's evening sun that I got with.
You get hit with, yeah.
Yep.
So, all right.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Don't play in Riptides.